Footnote. Many small groups of sannyasins are forming around the world. Would you comment on Gurdjieff's words that people wanting to wake up and who are living together in a group can function as alarm clocks to each other?
George Gurdjieff is right. But right only about his own system. It is true. If you are following Gurdjieff's ideology and his methods, then a group is an absolute necessity. You cannot work alone. Then people can function as alarm clocks to each other. If somebody starts falling asleep, somebody can shake him up. When you are starting falling asleep, somebody else can wake you up and wake. Gurdjieff's method is a school method. He himself was trained in different schools of the Sufis. They are all school methods. The school methods have a difficulty that you have to depend on the group. That if the group is not the right group, they can just function in the opposite way. Rather than being alarm clocks, they can all become drugs to each other. You may have watched it. If one person starts falling asleep, immediately something in you also starts falling asleep. Sleep is contagious. Awakening is not. It is possible that 20 people may remain asleep and one person awake, but his awakening is not going to be contagious. Most probably, seeing 20 people asleep, he will fall himself asleep. So unless you have a very awakened master, the group method is not going to help much. But on Gurdjieff's system, group is absolutely necessary. Alone you cannot do it. For example, he had his school near Paris. He told one of the new disciples to dig a trench. The whole day, from the morning, from sunrise to sunset, he was not allowed to go to eat or for anything. He has to dig the trench. That is the most important thing. Now, it needs somebody to watch. Otherwise, the man may rest sometimes. The whole day is a long day, a hard day. He may go to have a drink or to eat something. Or under the tree there is so beautiful shade and coolness, he may fall asleep. Gurdjieff himself walked continuously the whole day, just by the side of the man. Now when Gurdjieff himself is walking by the side continuously the whole day, of course the man cannot go. By the sunset, he has made the big trench, and Gurdjieff said, "This is only half work. Now you fill it, and then you can go and sleep." This was too much. By a great effort the whole day, against all temptations to leave it, he managed, because of Gurdjieff's presence, to continue, knowing one thing, that it cannot kill. I cannot die just not eating in one day or not drinking water. I cannot die, that much is certain. So let us try. Now he says, it is only half work. You have now to fill it completely back as it was before you started digging. Then you can go and do whatsoever you want. And Gurdjieff remained there. It took almost few hours for the man again to fill the trench. By the midnight he was freed. He remembers that that night was the most precious in his life. And only after that night he could understand Gurdjieff's methods. Man's energy has layers. First layer is for day-to-day work. It exhausts soon and you start feeling tired. If you don't listen to this tiredness and continue, then the second layer of energy, which is emergency, reservation energy, it starts functioning. Suddenly you feel an onrush of new energy becoming available to you, which refreshes you continuously. You could not believe what happened. All tiredness is gone. You are more fresh than you were before you started the work. But the emergency reservoir also is not very big. It is only for emergency situations which don't last for long. So for 1 hour or 2 hours, you will be full of energy more than ever. Then again the tiredness comes, and this is greater tiredness than the first one. If you don't listen to this tiredness, which is really difficult not to listen, almost impossible, but if you manage not to listen, and that's what Gurdjieff wants, that you continue, then you touch the third layer, which is vast, which is universal. And once that layer becomes available to you, you are a new man. Just within a day, He can take you to the emergence of the basic power, of the basic energy, universal energy in you. But for this kind of methods, you need a group. If 12 persons are working, then everyone is a watcher on you. Then each person is watched by 11 persons. You cannot escape easily. Alone, it is impossible. You will stop after your day-to-day energy is finished and you feel immensely tired, hungry. That will be the stoppage, because there is nobody who can prevent you or whose presence can prevent you. Nobody is watching you. So for Gurdjieff's methods, it is perfectly true that groups are needed. But my method can be used in a group, but the group is not necessary. You can use it alone. Because any group can become a dependence, that you can work only in the group. Out of the group, you are back to your usual self. When you are in the group, you are a different person. When you leave the group, you are a different person. I don't want my sannyasins to be dependent. It is perfectly good to have small groups. But the methods I have given to you are individual. You can work alone. You don't need anybody to watch you, because my method is that you have to be the watcher. Under somebody's watching eye, under somebody's fear, and of course when Gurdjieff himself is watching you, you cannot escape. But it is something like a slavery. Although he is taking you towards deeper layers of your energy, but there is some kind of violence, some kind of enforcement, enslavement. It is possible for you to do almost the impossible in such a situation. But once Gurdjieff is not there, you will become an ordinary person as you have been before. That has happened to almost all his disciples. Even though they have small groups, but they are all mediocre, the same. Rather than helping each other to be awake, they help each other to fall asleep. When one starts snoring, rather than being an alarm clock, he helps you to snore too. It can function both the ways. The group can be a space where you can become more alert. It can be a space where you can become more asleep. And because people started becoming more asleep in Gurdjieff's groups after Gurdjieff's death, those groups have disappeared. People have moved alone, but alone you cannot do those methods. This is a very spiritual kind of slavery. The master cannot guarantee to be with you forever. Sometime he will be leaving. Then you should not be left in a space where you cannot function without him. And for that, a preparation is needed from the very beginning, that you work alone. Even if you are working in a group, you are not dependent on the group. Your work, your method is basically individual. So my approach is individual. I am not giving you school methods. I am giving you individual methods which can be done together with friends, which can be done alone. So you have a freedom. But there is nothing wrong if sannyasins are making small groups, because those small groups cannot hinder the methods that I have given to you, or the work that you have to do upon yourself. It is available in both the situations, alone or in groups. But Gurdjieff had no idea, because he was trained always in schools. Sufis don't have individual groups, individual methods. All methods are group methods. And he was trained by Sufis. And he went from one school to another. He learned much from those schools. And he developed and polished many methods which had become old and were not contemporary. But he could not help many people. For the simple reason, because he was the only person who was really awake. All the persons were working under him, under pressure, not out of freedom and joy, working with a motivation that someday they will become as awakened as Gurdjieff. He was certainly a very strange and powerful man. Before he was dying, he got up from the bed and started walking in the corridor. And his disciples said, "What are you doing? You are so sick. It is better to rest." He said, "It is not sickness, it is death. And I don't want death to find me as a weak person. I want to meet death not lying on the bed, but walking in the veranda." He died walking. To the last moment, he was still working. And he was certainly very awake, because he could see death, he could see it is very urgent, but he was a very proud man. He would not like to die like every ordinary man in the bed. He wanted to die in his own way. All his methods are bringing you to the basic source of power. If that basic source of power becomes available to you continuously, it will transform your whole being. But it was not continuously available even to him. This is a totally different path than what I am teaching to you. It is a path of power, and what I am teaching to you is path of awareness. Because the path of power has great dangers in it. It can crystallize your ego. It can make you feel very egoistic. Because you have so much power, you can do this, you can do that. And that is a danger. To avoid ego, even in ordinary life, is so difficult. If you get in touch with extraordinary sources of power, it will become more and more difficult to get rid of the ego. Because the ego will take possession of all your powers. My work is totally different. You have to be aware, and awareness is not a power. You have to be aware even of your powers. If you come across, you have to be aware, and you have to remain detached. Only a watcher. That's where Gurdjieff and me use different words. His methods can be described as self-remembering. That's what he uses, the word. Self-remembering. I do not want to use that word. It is dangerous because the self can be just the ego. And it is playing with fire. I use simply the word witnessing, with no place for self, ego, or even a far away cousin. Just to avoid the most probable possibility, you have just to be a witness. It may not lead you to power. There is no need. But it will lead you to understanding. That is what is needed. Gurdjieff's disciples became power-oriented and forgot completely just being watchful. But he was not telling them to be just being watchful. There is a possibility of somebody becoming enlightened through that path also, but it goes through a very zigzag way, more possible to be lost than to reach. What I have been telling you is something which cannot be misused in any way by you. And witnessing is a purely individual phenomenon.